This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, it's just over 10 years since the public smoking ban was introduced, but how much of a difference has it made across North Yorkshire? Here's Trading Standards Officer David Miller to tell us more.
The 1st of July was the 10th year anniversary of the reform of the public health principles with regards to smoking in enclosed spaces. What it looked to do was to introduce the Health Act of 2006, which looked to ban smoking in enclosed spaces, specifically licensed premises. And over the course of the years that followed the introduction of that legislation, there's been several further pieces of legislation which have complemented the principles of which it was designed for. The changes of legislation include the increase of the age of sale from 16 to 18. So obviously it's a criminal offence for people under the age of 18 to purchase the product. We've also got legislation which prohibits the sale of tobacco from vending machines. That was in 2011. So if you're in pubs, you'll no longer see the vending machines there. And that's been introduced for quite some time. There's also the prohibition of displaying tobacco products in the shops. It was introduced in large shops in 2012 and smaller shops from 2015. So now they have to have a gantry, so you can no longer see the product behind the tills. And there's also a new introduction by way of the Tobacco Directive, which looks at larger health warnings, standardised packaging of tobacco products, and that came in place in May 2016. So overall, a huge array of different activities, principles, all of which try and reduce the amount of smoking across North Yorkshire.
And you mentioned standardised packaging, so just remind us about the sort of the knock-on effect of that and what the feedback's been generally.
Yeah, well, the UK was the second country in the world and the first in Europe to require cigarettes to be sold in plain standardised packaging. It was Australia that took the lead on that back in 2012. But tobacco packaging is one of the tobacco industry's leading promotional tools. So if we're trying to get people to stop smoking, then reducing that effect is clearly going to be beneficial. So the legislation introduced the idea of plain packaging back in 2016, and there's been a year's transitional period at which retailers can change their stock to the new plain olive green packaging. We've done some work with retailers recently. We've conducted a number of visits to see how the introduction of the packaging has affected business. We've been told by a number of retailers that the number of sales hasn't drastically reduced, but if anything, it has. But potentially that could be a good thing for the strategy in that less people are smoking and therefore there's less cost implications for the health service, etc., etc.
And so what sort of ongoing work are you doing then to make sure that everyone's abiding by the rules regarding the standardised packaging?
Well, we would react to any referrals from the members of the public who see any of the old packaging, because that would be an offence to sell. I don't think that will happen. I see that the standardised packaging has been taken on board thoroughly, and it would be a clear offence for someone to sell the old stuff, so I don't think that the old stuff will be sold. But we will continue to work with retailers to ensure that they abide by the age restrictions so that people under 18 aren't able to obtain the products. But alongside that, there's also a lot of other work going on, looking at the smoke-free workplaces and smoke-free places, such as the introduction of smoke-free children playgrounds. Like I said, businesses are looking at introducing more smoke-free areas as well. There's a wide variety of different activities. I understand that Network Rail have introduced their own prohibition on the use of tobacco on their station concourses. The Football League have a ban, so you can't smoke at football grounds. Hospitals have a requirement to introduce smoke-free places there as well, although it's not introduced to every hospital. That will be phased over the course of the next few months, I understand. So there's a whole range of things. It's not just trading standards looking at it from a legislative point of view. It's also looking at the principles within the community as well.
Yeah, because every organisation has got to sort of do its bit, hasn't it, to make society as smoke-free as possible.
That's right. It's clear the health implications massive. So we would always recommend that if people are smoking that they stop, because the effects on people's welfare are drastic. If you would like some help or assistance to stop smoking, then contact Smoke Free Life North Yorkshire. Or you can text QUIT to 66777, or there's a telephone number which you can call for more assistance, and that is 01609 663 023.